is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because we have with us on the line right now from Southern California, our good friend Bill Sardi. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Great to be with you, Dr. Stan, once again.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit today about all this propaganda we're getting about weight loss and how we're all overweight and how we've got to lose weight. And you've got written up a great treatise. It's up on your website. But why don't you just sort of develop those ideas for our listeners?
Well, certainly we're going to have to learn how to overcome our own food suppliers if we're going to maintain our weight, because it does seem like they have a whole program to make us heavy. I almost wonder if it's a population control method, but they certainly do. We're never going to go back to unprocessed foods. We're never going to go back to baking our own bread. We're never going to go back to cooking from scratch. We understand that. And so they've laced our food with too much fat. We gain about 17 pounds because they send our meat to the feeding pen before they give it to us, and therefore the meat is fatter and not lean like it is in Argentina and other countries where they don't do this, and therefore the people don't gain as much weight. Of course, we're so used to eating sugar bread. Sourdough bread is bread without the sugar added. And so we're so used to these things. They've added it to sugar and so on, even in our canned goods and soups and so on. There's lots of little products that have sugar added, and we don't really realize that it's done. As the companies that compete on taste, about 40% of Americans regularly consume fast foods, and they tell us now that between now and the end of the year, we're going to gain about 7 pounds. Some of this has to do with the climate and the weather, by the way. We'll be talking about that. But I think all the efforts to give us some tips on how to lose weight, they're not specific enough. They don't really help us understand, because each one of us is a little different, and we might approach certain diets. Now they just came out and said all those diets you hear about, the Weight Watchers and the Atkins diet and all of these, there's three or four of them, they all work if you can just get the number of calories down. I think that's fine. Dr. Phil's on the television now trying to get people to think about losing weight, because it is an epidemic in our country. While a certain part of our world struggles to find enough food, the developed nations are really just eating too much. It's just a problem we have, but it's not so much what we eat, it's just the lack of exercise and of course these processed foods that they're now feeding us. And it's been said between the age of 20 and 40 we'll gain about 2 pounds a year there, and that means most of it is gained around the middle. We're going to have kind of a waistline problem, and if we just trimmed 100 calories a day during that period of time, we would not gain that extra 20 to 40 pounds that we're going to gain in those years. So that's what we need to think about, is small ways to maintain our weight.
And then the other thing, of course, is exercise. If you go on a diet, doesn't matter what the diet is, if you go on a diet and you exercise and cut back in your calories, you're going to lose weight, whether it's high protein or high fat or whatever it is. The important thing is the exercise that goes along with the reduced calories. Would that be fair to say?
That's fair to say. I think when we hear about all these things that help us lose weight, whatever little herb or whatever's out there, they don't tell us that actually, it's a combination where they took the people exercise, controlled their calories, and then gave them something else, and it helped them lose an extra 5 pounds. So they don't ever always tell you.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And with us this afternoon is our good friend Bill Sardi, who is a health journalist who has written many, many books on health. He has a wonderful website. It's askbillsardi.com. But we're going to be talking about the weight problem, and you're reading a lot about it in your magazines, in your newspapers. You're hearing about it on television. We as a nation are overweight, and the trouble is, this is one of the few things they're saying that's absolutely true. And Bill was saying that really it doesn't matter which diet you follow, whether it's the Atkins diet or the Dr. Phil diet or the Weight Watchers diet. If you get on a diet and you exercise, you're going to lose weight. So pick up the story from there.
Well, they're telling us if we can get rid of 300 calories a day, 1,500 calories a week. Understand, that's not a lot in weight, and most weight loss programs, you're going to firm and trim up and look better. Then you are going to lose weight. You may lose 8 pounds. You may lose 12 pounds. Now, certainly, if you're way overweight, you're going to have bigger results. But the point is, exercise programs do a lot more for your appearance than they do in just the number of pounds that you see. I have a young man that works for me and does some graphics work for me, and he and I are about the same weight. But when you look at us, because of my age, I'm a little plumper looking, obviously, because he carries about the same weight that I do. He's almost the same height. But as you're younger, you're leaner, and that's what you want back, is that lean body mass that you want to try and get. So it's, of course, exercise programs are wonderful, but if you're way overweight, it's hard to get started. You're going to hurt your knees. You're going to get in an accident. Certainly you as an orthopedist are aware of some of these things. So they did find out that if people will take a little pedometer, it's just a little meter you can stick on your ankle, and it tells you how many steps you've taken, that you're about 10,000 steps from controlling your weight every day. It takes about 15 minutes of walking to do that. So maybe that's a way where people can gauge what they've done and kind of see how well they get in an exercise size program. I like low-impact things. I don't like real high-impact things. Even walking on the sidewalk can be troublesome for some people. So if you can get some place where it's softer or you don't have the high impact, of course, swimming and all those other types of things are good, too. So I think as you get older, you've just lost all the cushioning in your joints and everything, and you're going to make it a little more difficult for yourself. So food choices are extremely important, because if you're filling your body first with some of the fruits and vegetables, then, of course, it makes it a little harder to fill your tummy with all the other things. But there's so many important factors in you understanding how to control your weight, of course.
I'm going to have to ask you to hold that thought for just a moment when we bring our last station on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, and he's just talking about what you should think about as far as weight, especially this time of year, as we ordinarily begin to put on extra pounds around Thanksgiving and Christmas and all those wonderful parties we have. So go ahead and tell the rest of the story there, Bill.
Well, we certainly need to know the specifics about weight loss and about ourselves. The thyroid is involved. That's your thermostat, and the thermostat is important for metabolism, burning calories. And if you have a low thyroid, you can go to the doctor and he can tell you have a normal thyroid. Don't listen to them, because their tests are often wrong. And I do tell people, if you're feeling tired, if you're cold in your body and you're gaining weight, you may have a low thyroid. This is in particular for women. If you want to know for yourself, they never disprove this test. You can do it at home, as to get a thermometer, lay it on your bedside. When you wake up in the morning, put it under your armpit. This is a little axillary temperature. Lay still, because if you move around, you'll raise your temperature. And if you just wait 5 minutes, if your temperature is under 98 degrees, you probably have a low thyroid. Now, you need to go down, talk to a doctor about getting some sort of thyroid. I don't like the synthetic Synthroid, but whatever you get something that works. And it's important that you check your thyroid out, because that is your thermostat that burns the calories. And certainly you could just eat soda crackers and gain weight, because if your thermostat is set low, so it's important to know that. I think women through the childbearing years, they gave a lot of iron to their babies, and there were iron demands and menstruation and so on. So I think low iron has something to do with the fact that women in particular are plagued with low thyroid. So I'm not a real big fan of iron pills, but if women want to do it, look at my report on my website at AskBillSardi.com, and it tells you a certain kind of iron you can take, which I recommend that women only do once a week. Iron supplements can be troublesome. But women also need to know about the wintertime, and men do too, because in the wintertime, particularly in northern climates, this is Oregon, Washington, Canada, New York, all the northern climates that don't get as much sunlight, you're going to have carbohydrate craving, you're going to have what we call SADS, or seasonal affective disorder, meaning you're kind of depressed and you gain weight and you're craving candy bars. So be aware of this syndrome. It's part of something that goes on. In Sweden, they actually took bright light and shined it into the eyes of people to mimic sunlight. And then, of course, they actually lost 5 to 10 pounds doing that in the winter months. So it's the light through the eye that stimulates the glands a little, the pineal gland and so on, and the hypothalamus at the base of the brain, and then this gets your adrenals running and so on. So it's important for you to know where you live and the kind of thing that's going on, and you're going to need some bright sunlight in the winter months. Some people actually have a severe problem, need to go out and buy some of those artificial lights that they sell for this. Certainly women have more food cravings than men. 9 out of 10 food cravers are women. Some of that is because women through pregnancy and thereafter have given all the nutrients to their children, and so they have cravings. And certain times of the month, women are going to crave chocolate at the menstrual cycle because it has magnesium in it, and the women need magnesium to not have the tenseness and cramping that they generally do during their monthly cycle and so on. But they'll crave certain foods then because the body's setting you up to, of course, produce a baby, and it wants to get you hungry in order to provide a baby enough nutrients. So women are a moving target. They're hard to hit because there's all these different factors that women have. Pregnancy is one. After childbirth is probably the greatest time when women are prone to gain weight, is after childbirth, and that's about 8 to 14 pounds of extra weight that women put on after childbirth in general. Menopause is another area, another time when the body is shutting down and the hormones are changing. Oral contraceptives for young women, if you're on the pill, you gain a lot of weight, and a lot of girls that are on oral contraceptives know this. They want to look good, they're young, and so they smoke because that takes the weight off. That's a terrible way to lose weight, but that's what happens. Women have the two curses. They take the pill and then they smoke to counteract it, and so on. So women who have polycystic ovaries, this is another issue. Women who may be showing a little bit of facial hair, and it's an gives you a small symptom that you can see your ovaries aren't working right, you don't have enough estrogen, and you're going to start gaining weight. You have pimples and acne and all kinds of other troubles. Those are all signs, ladies, if you're having that, you've got a polycystic ovary syndrome. By the way, for all of these things, a little bit of flax meal every day for women, I can't tell you maybe from their 20s on, women ought to be having a tablespoon of flaxseed meal every day. Some people like the flaxseed oil. The flaxseed meal is even better. That's crushed flaxseeds because it has natural hormone-type molecules in it, and it really helps with all these, in particular polycystic ovary syndrome. So that's an important thing. And foods with MSG in them, I can't tell you, they lace all these foods with MSG. Sometimes it says hydrolyzed vegetable protein in there. MSG is something that appeals to your taste buds, so you'll like the food. And, of course, it induces obesity. Give it to animals, they'll gain weight, and they're lacing it into our foods. We don't realize it. It's something we should have outlawed a long time ago. Of course, it has some nasty consequences on our nervous system because it's not only exciting our taste buds, it overstimulates the neurons in the brain and the retina, and it is linked to some retinal problems, some brain disorders, and so on. So we are very, very cautious about that in my home, that we don't have foods here that have MSG in them, and you're going to see them in a lot of salted products or certainly a lot of baked goods and other things. So
many of the prepared soups, so many of the things that you get, the frozen dinners and all, they'll just be laced with it because it makes them taste so good.
Yeah.
But what it's doing is it not only exciting your brain tissue, but it's also many times destroying neurons. As Bill says, this is a terrible, terrible product. And we have a book called Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills, written by our good friend Russell Blaylock. And we even have a four-tape set on aspartame. You really need to get this information and understand, and then start looking at those labels before you buy the things in the store.
Well, and certainly the MSG thing is really a nasty trick on Americans. They bring it in here. They should have outlawed it a long time ago, and it overstimulates neurons. Monosodium glutamate, it's likely to say on the back. By the way, you know, one of the most popular foods for seniors is Campbell's soup, and they've made history, and the old people, our retired seniors, really love it because it's convenient. You just open a can, and almost every one of their products is laced with MSG. It's terrible for seniors because you live with the threat of senility and Alzheimer's disease, and you're taking something that's going to hasten that day on. You certainly don't want to have things that are destroying the neurons in your brain. So,
now what about aspartame and the NutraSweet products?
Well, the aspartame and the NutraSweet, again, they're hiding this. If you go on the Medline and you look on the National Library of Medicine, you'll see studies to the contrary. But in the original studies where they weren't sponsored by the manufacturers themselves, you'll see that when you gave the artificial sugars, the non-caloric sweeteners to the animals, they all gained weight. They all gain weight, you see. So I've never seen anybody lose weight on those, and I've only seen people end up with the terrible migraine headaches and eye problems and other things. So I do tell people, look, if you're really hooked on the soda pops, then just drink it straight. Don't try and get with all these, low-calorie type things or no-calorie drinks. It's just poison for your body. You just don't want it. So I'd rather go the other way, and of course, you really shouldn't. You should be getting those foods outside of your home. Anyway, we're losing control in America because they pointed out that most children, even if you don't have it in your home, the kids are drinking soda pop. 50% of it is outside the house. So it's really hard to control the environment for your family these days. The doctors are involved now because they're making a big thing about the obesity epidemic, and they're trying to gain hold of the market, that is, for this, and they want everybody to come to a doctor, and of course they want your health plan to pay for it. So now they want to call it a disease. It's not a disease, but it certainly can create disease. And of course, this is the kind of thing you're getting into. The doctors are selling drugs. Some of these, like one of them called Meridia, it's a generic name. Sibutramine is really an amphetamine. It's an amphetamine drug. This is a stimulant. They sell it to you now. One of the problems and side effects of this is that it can raise your blood pressure, could cause a stroke, and you could die. And one of the things, when I was reading over the literature on this, it says, well, obesity is so bad and there's so much difficulty and so much risk of stroke and heart attack that it's far less risk to take this drug than it is, of course, having the obese condition. And of course, I was taken aback by that a little bit, because there's a wonderful little herbal product called ephedra, ma huang in Chinese. And ephedra has really been blasted in the news media as killing people, causing death, heart attack, and so on. It has. It's a stimulant. It's just like the strongest coffee. Go out and get 5 cups of Turkish coffee and drink it in the morning. Your heart's going to be fluttering. Stimulants that raise the heart rate are certainly going to be troublesome for some people. If you're one of those people that's in a panic and you've got to look good for a bathing suit for the spring or summer, or try to get into a suit for a wedding, then you're going to probably take more ephedra than it says on the bottle, and then, of course, you're going to run into trouble, and that's the problem. People aren't following the instructions. They want to get ephedra under the doctor's wing so the doctors can make money on it.
Well, I don't know what the doctor's going to make it on it, but I think that they want to get the drug companies to make the big bucks on it. And when they're prescribing dextrodrine or amphetamine-like drugs, and they say, well, but it's all right, you know, obesity is more of a danger than the stroke. And then the outlier, Fedra, well, if we got real problems, because what they're doing is using phony science to get the proprietary drugs in and do away with the inexpensive ones. We're going to be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi, and we'll open up our calls after the half hour right here at Radio Liberty at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamex, the new odorless, 100% pure allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamex. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to remind all of our listeners about the conference we're going to be holding all day long. It's going to be on the 29th of November out at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and it's going to begin at 8:30 in the morning, so you'll want to be there at 8 o'clock or even earlier to get in, so you don't want to miss the first talk, which incidentally I'm going to be delivering, so we certainly want to have you there. And then we're going to have all sorts of other speakers. Bill Sardi is going to be there. Joan Paris is going to be there talking on the USA Patriot Act. Dr. Robert Klink talking about what's happening in the churches across America. Brad Dacus about Christian persecution. I think that you'll find this will be a fascinating set of programs. I'm going to be talking about why we are really in Iraq, and not for the reasons at all you're being told. And, of course, why the Supreme Court is taking God and prayer out of our and the Ten Commandments out of schools and public buildings, because there's a reason for it. And if all we do is treat the symptoms, we're never going to be able to address what the real issues are. So we're going to be serving lunch, and we have to know ahead of time if you're going to be there. So you're going to have to make reservations. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, you're going to get a lunch, and you're going to get a pamphlet. You're going to have a lot of reprints of the things that we're going to be talking about. And we hope that you'll come. We hope that you'll bring your friends and your relatives. But we're going to have to know at least by next Monday, because that's our cutoff date. And so make your reservations now. Give us a call at 1-800-5-44-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. There's going to be a panel discussion at the end of the day, and you'll get a chance to ask all those questions that you wanted to know the answers to but didn't have an opportunity, and the people will have there should have the answers to most of the questions you have. You'll get a chance to meet other people who are concerned about what's going on, just as I'm sure you are if you're a regular listener to our programs here. Remember the number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is health journalist Bill Sardi. So pick up the story from there, Bill. We were talking about ephedra and these new amphetamine-like drugs they want to give us to lose weight, and yet, of course, they're going to outlaw ephedra because, well, you can buy it so much more cheaply.
Well, they won't outlaw it. Well, eventually, it'll just be by doctor's prescription and cost us three times more. They just want an over-the-counter product that works. They want it off the market so that they can control us better, and that's the, really basically what this is. By the way, ephedra is troublesome. But, you know, statistically, it's not bad at all, except for generally misusers of the product, and that's basically what the statistics show. I'm not defending it. I'm just giving you the way it is when you really look at the statistics and so on. So it means that we don't have access to any of the real things that work. Ephedra is the greatest lean body mass inducer that we had available directly to the public. Now you're going to have to go to a doctor to get all the others. The others are amphetamines. This is a stimulant, works like ephedra. There's fat blockers. This is Xenical is the name, or Orlistat is the generic name. And again, that's a fat blocker. It absorbs about 30% of the fat as you eat it out of your diet. The problem with this is this will get you about 6 or 7 pounds off your weight, but it comes at a price because you're going to need certain fatty nutrients. And it does interfere with beta-carotene and vitamin E and vitamin D. These are fatty type or fat-soluble vitamins. So even when they gave people supplemental vitamins back, they were still short of their vitamin D. So be very careful there. These can induce problems. The fat blockers I've never been in favor of because your body is programmed to crave fat. You need it to make your hormones. You need it to make some healthy cholesterol. You need it. You're going to go into a depressed mood if you don't find fats. That's why our body is conditioned to find fats, and so it can be troublesome in the sense of low-fat diets and fat blockers. If we're doing both together, we're probably really putting ourselves in trouble. There's the metabolic stimulators. These are other types of drugs that they use. Again, these are stimulants and so on. So be careful. Read a little bit more about if you're going to go on some medicines under a doctor's control, that you really read about those, get the pamphlets, and make sure you understand the side effects. They may be good in the short term under a doctor's supervision if you're really having troubles. And again, you'd probably be better just following the Atkins diet or something like this. So you'd probably do a little better for yourself. So food choices are more important. You know, a lot of people just don't realize just choose the right foods. Get more of the fruits and vegetables in your diet. Eat the vegetables first. Fill your stomach and move from there. You'll probably do a lot better just making some little moves in your diet. People don't realize that. So these are things you can do. I know a lot of people are racing and they hear things on the radio that human growth hormone make me look young again and so on. Not been found to work, and has some side effects that can be serious, so I'm not a big fan of growth hormone. Chromium supplements, nothing wrong with chromium. They're just really good for diabetics in high doses and really probably won't help you lose weight. They're a little better for controlling blood sugar. Vitamin D might be a vitamin that we're going to use in higher doses to help us with weight control, because we find, like I say, in the winter months when you don't make enough vitamin D from sunlight exposure on your skin, we see people gain weight, and we think it has something to do with vitamin D. It controls the parathyroid levels. So again, thyroid is important for maintaining your weight. And again, vitamin D may be a future fat fighter as we move along. Grapeseed extract mimics what the fat blockers do, I think, without any of the real side effects. It kind of inhibits the little enzyme lipase that we use to break down fat. So if you want to try something, try a little grapeseed extract. It's a good natural antioxidant. Cayenne pepper is a wonderful little metabolic stimulant. It boosts your metabolic rate by about 23%. You see a lot of cultures down in Cuba and Thailand and so on have a lot of hot spices, particularly cayenne pepper, and of course Tabasco sauce, those kind of things. Ginger has some similar properties of revving up the metabolism, and you see people in some of those cultures are rather lean looking because they've got a lot of hot spicy food. So again, just little tips that can help you as you're trying to use one little thing or another to try to get your weight under control. Of course, you want to be careful when you're losing weight, just so everyone's aware. You may be at risk for gallstones. You may get some gallstones if you do. There's some natural ways you can find on my website so you can dissolve those, because as you're losing weight, you may form some gallstones.
And what about green tea?
Green tea is on my list also, and a wonderful way to lose weight. I noticed when I was in Chinese, everyone drinking green tea, and of course they didn't look overweight at all. So it's another wonderful, and by its, you can get it decaffeinated. It's not the stimulant part of it, it's the other parts that still work well.
Hang around, we'll be right back with Bill Soddy. We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, What Really Happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, What Really Happened. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention some of the other items that we carry, and I think the most wonderful gift you could give to your children or to your grandchildren or perhaps even to somebody that you know or maybe even yourself who's having difficulty reading, and that is Phonopoly. It's a game that's designed to teach children or grandchildren or even old folks like me in a 16-hour period how to read phonetically and spell words phonetically and pronounce words phonetically and the basic sounds of the English language, the 12 basic rules, and in 16 hours, you can change a child's life. So if you'd like to find out more about Phonopoly, you can go to our website. Now, most of these programs to teach you how to read phonetically are $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95 plus shipping. It's called Phonopoly. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in 2 books to explain to you how there's been an organized effort to dumb down the American people. They've done a great job. And then we also carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. It's on 22 CDs, and you can take your child from grammar school all the way through high school graduation for $199.95. And the lessons are there, the lesson plans, the tests, the text answers, the textbooks, everything is there except for the Saxon math textbooks. We think the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum is a wonderful, wonderful means of training your children, because they're in government school today, ladies and gentlemen. You don't stand a chance, and they don't stand a chance. They are being targeted by a well-organized program, and you have no idea what they're learning. You need to get a four-tape set we have. It's called Fed Ed, and we have a book by the same name. Ed, you need to get the book, you need to get the four tape set, and understand there is a program to destroy the love of country and family and God and our children in our public schools, and it's even getting into other schools as well. Call 1-800-544-8927 right now. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Soddy, and with us calling from Southern California is Steve. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Fine.
Do you have a question or comment for Bill?
Well, I do have a comment. I heard my grandma, Mark,
right?
and another lady, 10 years difference, but I heard Joanna Lund on Focus on the Family say that basically, instead of binding yourself to things like weight loss goals, counting calories, which violate Colossians 3, 1, and 2, just cling to the old rugged cross, nail temptations to the cross as you wake up and as you have them. And as far as exercise is concerned, stand on the promises in Proverbs that say that diligence will be rewarded, but I did find she did omit that we do need an herbal helping hand, especially our brothers and sisters in Oregon and Washington in that belt.
All right. Well, I think that there's certainly nothing wrong with reading the Bible, and there's so much wonderful wisdom there. In fact, Bill has written a couple of great books, The Power of God, The Power of Healing, and The Power of Healing, The Power of God, going into, of course, so much what you learn from the Bible. But I think that we have an obligation to take care of our bodies, to exercise, and to eat correctly. But thanks so much, Steve. Do you have any comment at all on what Steve was saying?
Well, certainly we're going back to the things we learned in the Bible for promoting health. The three major things that were practiced at the time of the Bible were fasting, moderate drinking of wine. These come to mind. There are quite a few things. But that helped us control weight and promoted our health. And the other one, of course, was that was more on the health side, was bloodletting, which they did to control iron this way. And we're going back to actually bloodletting or phlebotomy or whatever you might want to call it, in order to control the buildup of iron in our bodies. These are all technologies from the Bible. The Bible doesn't mention bloodletting. It was just commonly practiced at the time. But the certainly fasting, now modern medicine has a terminology for this called calorie restriction. And, of course, they act like they just invented it. This was practiced regularly in the Bible and urged people to fast and pray, and it had something to do with cleansing the body and the heart and the mind, preparing you for the challenges that God would have for you. And, of course, we read of Moses at age 80. Of course, he fasted for 40 days and then lived another 40 years. And, of course, that was at the moment that he was writing the or involved in God giving him the Ten Commandments. So, you know, fasting and calorie restriction is now regarded as the most, the most reliable way of thinking about what you can do to live longer. Let me put it this way to you. If you control your cholesterol, you'll add about 6 months to your life. If you go out and exercise every day, you're going to add about a year and a half to your life. If you control all the risk factors, don't smoke, you're not overweight, control your cholesterol, all those things, you'll add about 5 years to your life. If you're a vegetarian from age 35 on, you'll add about 6 to 8 years to your life. If you're a female, you won't have the iron overload that males do, and you'll gain about 5 to 8 years advantage to your life over males. But if you restrict your calories, you'll add 30 to 50 years to your life, and this is the mechanism that scientists, of course, have been trying to research, because it seems to be the most viable, the most productive way of adding a significant amount of healthy years to your life. Now, if you're restricting calories or fasting, even a one-day fast seems to have profound benefits to people. And so even short duration of a fast will work even in the later years in life. Now, of course, we're going to need, I think, we're not going to go back to, away from our sedentary lifestyles. We're not going to go back to having, preparing our own food from scratch and these kind of things, not entirely. And so I think what's going to happen is we're going to have to learn something the Bible taught, which was the reversal factor. It really came to light on television in 1991 when 60 Minutes reported to us that the French had something called the paradox, and that was that they had lots of calories in their diet, they had higher cholesterol, a lot more fat than Americans consume, and yet they were living far longer. In fact, for every four heart attacks in the United States, there's only one. In France, in the wine-growing regions of France, they live 35 to 65% longer than the other areas of France. It's the wine. It's the red wine in particular. There is a molecule in there now that they've discovered called resveratrol, and it seems you'd never hear me saying this ever before, but now after intensive investigation, we can see that people are actually far healthier having one glass of wine or two glasses of wine a day, preferably with meals, than they are being teetotalers. It's hard for me to say this because I haven't been a wine drinker, I haven't been a big alcohol consumer, but it's actually true. There are still pitfalls with the wine. You may lose your judgment. You may have six glasses and lose all the benefit to your health. But it seems that red wine, and if you can believe this, would you serve a wine to somebody who just had a heart attack? They did in France. They gave men who had a heart attack 2 glasses of red wine a day, and it reduced the risk of a second heart attack by 59%. It's dramatic and profound, the impact that wine has on good health. And it's not so much the alcohol content, there is some benefit there, but there is this wonderful molecule in red wine called resveratrol. Now, in the very near future, there'll be a little pill that will be available that will mimic what the red wine is doing. And of course, the discovery of the century, the discovery of the ages, announced at Harvard just 2 months ago, is that this little red wine molecule called resveratrol mimics the health benefits of calorie restriction. So we don't have to trim our calories. We could get the same benefits. This actually occurred in a little town in Rosetto, Pennsylvania, much earlier than the French paradox, the 1950s and 1960s. The little town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, filled with Italian immigrants drinking red wine. They didn't have a heart attack there for over 30 years among men aged 55 to 64. And, of course, the scientists missed this. The sociologists attributed this to a social phenomenon of close family living. Later on now, as we look at it, it had to do with their red wine drinking. So we can develop an immunity or a reversal factor if we're going to overeat, if we're not going to get our weight under control. At least we can do what the French do and the Italians do, and that is have a little glass of red wine, as the Bible prescribes, in moderation. Or maybe this new resveratrol pill will be something a little more palatable for you, and you'll get some of the benefits of this wonderful molecule called resveratrol. So it's a wonderful report. It's it gives us great hope, because there's more attached to this story than just gaining health and maintaining your weight. By the way, this resveratrol molecule, if it works as planned, should help people actually become lean just by taking it, because it revs up your cells again. But what we're trying to tell you is that if you restricted your calories, you'd gain about 30 to 50 years to your to your life cycle, your life expectancy. And now we know that it's possible, by drinking wine or taking this new resveratrol pill, that it may do the same thing. And, of course, we may see a tremendous jump in longevity among humans with the introduction of this kind of a thing. And, of course, this is all coming out of Harvard Medical School. And, of course, we wait for this product with eager anticipation, because we want to see exactly the health consequences this will bring to Americans and, of course, people around the world.
Now, the subject you're discussing of resveratrol, you actually have up on your website at AskBillSardi.com. Don't you have a treatise there that on resveratrol?
Actually, I don't have a report there on it, but we did write a wonderful report for LouRockwell.com. You can go there. Or the name of the new product that will... They're posting, the company that has that new resveratrol pill. That will be called Longevinex, and that's Longevinex, like Longevinex, Longevinex.com. And, of course, you can go there. You see a little bit about the product, and you can link into a little report I wrote about it on LouRockwell.com. So, it's all going to be new. This is going to be fascinating. It's going to be historical. If the FDA doesn't chase it off the market, it'll be a tremendous boon to mankind. And, of course, this is the story we're relating to that confirms what the Bible said about people living long in early Bible days. As we know it, they drank this red wine. They fasted. The wine then had more resveratrol in it, because the grapes make more resveratrol as they're challenged by moist climate. We know way back in the early earth climate, it was more moist. The Bible talks about the water coming out of the fountains of the deep. The water actually came as a mist out of the ground, and of course you'd have had more fungus. Fungus then, as a defense, the grapes might make more resveratrol. So the early wine cultures of the world, all the early cultures of the world, Mesopotamia, Greece, and Egypt, all of them had the amphora jars. They all knew how to make wine, and of course, they probably had a lot more resveratrol in their diet, and that might be one of the reasons why we see this super longevity in the Bible of people living for hundreds of years. Certainly, this may be the molecule that did it. There's a lot more to tell you about this, I'm writing a book about this called The Anti-Aging Pill. It's the world's first anti-aging pill. This is all coming out of Harvard. It's all coming out of genetic research. Once we understood what the human genome was, that it was small, that it wasn't millions, it was only 30,000 genes, and then later we discovered that a single gene could impact and control aging, and then we understood that gene had something to do with calorie restriction, and then we understood from calorie restriction what turned that gene off, and then we finally found what turned it on, which is resveratrol. We should have known it all along. It's the red wine molecule, and of course it's now going to be possible for mankind to live far longer than he ever thought of living, in good health, I should say. How do we know all this works? Well, there's a wonderful population in Okinawa that restricts calories to live long. There's thousands of people on the island of Okinawa off Japan. They don't eat very many calories. They have adequate vitamins and minerals, but they're restricting their calories. They don't have, they're not economically very sound there, so they have very little to eat. But it means that they're living longer because of it. So there's the proof that calorie restriction works. And then we go to another island way over in Europe off of Italy, where Sardinia, an island of 1.6 million people with a giant pocket of people living far past 100 years old. And, of course, they're not restricting their calories there. They're just drinking a special red wine that has more resveratrol in it than is found anywhere on the planet. And, of course, that's the mimic of calorie restriction. So we have two wonderful learning labs on the Earth. One is where they actually use the calorie restriction. The other one is where they mimic it. Of course, France has been telling us this for some time. They mimic the calorie restriction by using the resveratrol. And, of course, I just told you the story about Roseto, Pennsylvania, where this actually occurred many years ago. So we know this is a real phenomena. We know it's real. We know that humans, for the first time, may be able to tap into this. Red wine is our option for right now. Resveratrol pills, I know everybody's racing to go find them down at a health food store. They're not biologically active. They don't work. They've all been tested at Harvard, every brand that possibly could be found. I'm writing a book about this. The resveratrol oxidizes. You have to make this in a special pill. It's sealed and airtight so the air doesn't get to it. So we can't get resveratrol out of grape juice. It's been pasteurized. We don't get it out of raisins. The sun got to it. We get very little, but a small amount out of fresh grapes. So that's how we would get resveratrol. The best thing is it's been extracted by the alcohol in wine and then put in an airtight bottle and preserved, and that's why wine delivers a reasonable amount of resveratrol, though it's highly variable. Depends on where the grapes were grown and the conditions they were under. But at least that is a variable, but at least probably a reliable source of resveratrol we find in red wine. The red wines grown in Oregon and Washington and New York and Canada, northern climates are going to have more resveratrol. Pinot Noir grapes seem to have more than other type of grapes. So there's our learning lesson today. We'll be talking all about this at the seminar and explaining how all this works and how, of course, the introduction of the world's first anti-aging pill and what it means to us. And, of course, if everybody comes, you get to ask all your questions, so we hope to see everyone there at the seminar.
And, of course, they have actually done these experiments on all sorts of animals, haven't they?
Well, they started with yeast cells, and then they've taken it to worms, and then, of course, to fruit flies. These are all models of aging, and then to mice. And, of course, these, we find, are adequate models for human aging. They age at the same rate humans do. We find that humans have a gene that's homologous, that is, equivalent, in the same place in the genome of the animals, in the same place it is in humans. And so it's equivalent, and there's a gene that turns a little enzyme on and gives all of our cells much more time to repair their DNA, and that means cells live longer, and when cells live longer, the organism lives longer. In this case, 70% longer. So we're talking about adding 30 to 50 years to the human lifespan, a tremendous jump, as we are now going to face the possibility of the world knowing a mechanism and can plan to actually live long in good health, that we know this isn't some sort of a guessing game anymore, because it's always been a guessing game is to ask people, you know, that lived 100 years, what was your secret? The paradox and the reason why we couldn't discover this is these people would say, well, you know, I I smoke cigars and I eat this and that, and then but you didn't find out that they were probably drinking some red wine or something similar, and this was, of course, looked like a bad health habit. It's actually the reversal factor, the thing that we talked about, the French paradox. It throws the body into this the survival mechanism and switches a gene on and allows us to mimic the health benefits of calorie restriction. So now, it's all new. It's all something wonderful to learn.
Now, actually, this has really created quite a wave of excitement in the scientific community, hasn't it?
It certainly has. I mean, this was all sponsored by the National Institutes of Health. This comes from Dr. David Sinclair at Harvard, and, of course, he's been asked to go to Washington and give a special report to the National Institutes of Health there. This has been on major radio, television, and so on. It will get tremendous coverage when this pill becomes available. I'm writing a book about this. You'll hear more about it. It will be history in the making. I can't think if it lives up to its promise. I can't think of a medical discovery more important than this. Certainly, antibiotics were important. Certainly, what Pasteur did with pasteurization. I mean, there's some wonderful discoveries in medicine, but something that would make it possible for humans to live to age 125 in good health, I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, let's
hope. And yet it's becoming possible.
Well, thank you so much. Our guest has been Bill Sardi, and if you'd like to get a copy of this tape or some of the other tapes we have, Bill, they are available through Radio Liberty. Thanks for being with us, Bill. We'll look forward to, if we don't talk to you before the conference, we'll look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention some of the other items that we carry. As you know, we carry the Big Berkey water filters, and Big Berkey and Berkey Life water filters are really a wonderful way of getting around having bottled water. The Big Berkey filter has been used for 150 years by missionaries throughout the world. You simply pour a couple of gallons in the top. It goes through the ceramic filters, which are packed in the center with activated carbon, comes out the bottom, and most of the pesticides and herbicides and so many of the impurities have been taken out, and the water really tastes ever so much better. And this is one of the comments we get from people who've used the Big Berkey. And the advantage to this is that, you know, you can clean the filters over and over again. You can boil them to get the various herbicides and fluorocarbons out of there. So if you'd like to get the Big Berkey, they're $239.95 plus shipping. If you buy it from us, you get a four-tape set and or a video that we produced, and you can get it by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, but they're not available in Iowa or here in California. So if you'd like to get one that is available in every state but Iowa, it's the Berkey Light, and that's only $199.95, and we make the same offer as far as the video and the or the four-tape set. And you can see both the Berkey Light and the Big Berkey on our website at RadioLiberty.com. The Berkey Light is made out of Lexan, so you can actually see the water level. The filters are different, entirely different. They're called Black Berkey. They work even more efficient than the Big Berkey filters, but they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. If you want to get the fluoride out of your water, you have to get a special post filter, and you can get them for both the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light. So give us a call if you'd like to get a Berkey filter at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for the Berkey filters. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and for our listeners out across America and here in the Central Coast, we want to mention, again, the special program we're going to be putting on the 29th of November in the North Shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We had a program last year. We're going to have it again this year. Going to bring in outside speakers and going to tell you what's really in the USA Patriot Act. We're going to tell you what's happening in the Christian Church about Christian persecution. We're going to tell you about health issues. We're going to tell you why we're in Vietnam, why we're in Iraq, and we're going to tell you why the Supreme Court took prayer and God and the Ten Commandments out of public places and public schools. And I think you'll find it a fascinating program. It'll go from 8:30 in the morning until 5 in the evening. There'll be a panel discussion. Lunch will be served. You'll get a folder with all sorts of papers in it covering the issues we're going to be talking about. So if you'd like to come, we have to know ahead of time, since we will be serving lunch. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And try to get your friends to come. We hope to get a real good turnout, so we'd love to see you there. And that is the 29th of November, 2 days after Thanksgiving, here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And when you put in your order, let us know you're coming. We'll send you a map and a list of the areas where you can stay overnight as inexpensively as possible. We think it's a great time, and we think it's also vitally important that you learn what's really going on behind the scenes so you can begin to make your preparations for what lies ahead. And then we want, of course, to remind you that we have some wonderful, wonderful four-tape sets. We have a four-tape set on the secret government. And if you don't know anything about the secret government, why, you can hear the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, my talk on geopolitics, and my interview with Norman Dodd, who was chief of the investigation for the Reese Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, and found out that they were encouraging and financing both communism and socialism in the United States. Why would these organizations that were created by the capitalist system be pushing communism and socialism? Well, you need to hear the four-tape set. And then, of course, we have what's called the Secret Government Special that includes the four-tape set on the secret government, a four-tape set on secret societies, and two-hour and 40-minute tape sets going into the background of the Illuminati. And we have so many other four-tape sets. We certainly hope that you'll want to get them. If you'd like to have more information about the information we're talking about, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, we'd be glad to send them to you. We hope that you'll go up onto our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day by linking to the other networks, where you can pull down our archive programs, where you can pull down our newsletters, and we give you our permission to copy anything on our website and help us disseminate the truth across America. The information you're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh, from Bill O'Reilly, from Dan Rather, from Tom Brokaw, from Jane Pauley, from Barbara Walters, because they're paid very large salaries not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the American people. And what is the truth? We're moving rapidly into a world dictatorship. There is a plan to lower the living standards of the American people, to transfer our wealth to other countries, and redistribute the wealth of the middle class, not the wealth of the wealthy, but the wealth of the middle class throughout the world. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. Remembering that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, educational battlefield. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.